The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Across America, there is a growing desperation. Older citizens fear for what their grandchildren are going to face. Parents fear that their children will experience the violence of a street gang or rapist or Satanist, or they fear their teenage daughter may turn up pregnant. With more and more young people using drugs, parents fear their child may get hooked too. Young people fear that their parents may be the next to divorce. People are asking, is there anything in this world that is stable? There is an answer to that question, a resounding answer, yes. And you might be surprised to know that in the past, there have been those who've known this stability. The founding generation in America walked in this stability. And though they were beset with war, economic woes, and having to build a new government in the midst of all this, they still knew where the rock was. They constantly turned to Jesus Christ and His Word as the stability of their times. They believed His Word was truth, as the Bible taught. They lived out the reality of the Scriptures as they sought to obey it in their personal lives and build it into their institutions. Daniel Webster spoke of them and their faith when he stated, "Our ancestors established their system of government on morality and religious sentiment. A government and a country were to commence with the very first foundations laid under the divine light of the Christian religion. Our fathers were brought here by their high respect for the Christian religion. They journeyed by its light and labored in its hope. They sought to diffuse its influence through all their institutions, civil, political, or educational." We too can know this rock of stability in our personal lives as well as our cultural institutions if we are willing to be obedient to Jesus Christ. Our forefathers built the greatest nation in world history by basing their personal lives and their institutions of education, economy, and government on the Scriptures. Noah Webster, the father of our original education method, promised us, quote, "The virtue which is necessary to preserve a just administration and render a government stable is Christian virtue, which consists in the uniform practice of moral and religious duties in conformity with the laws of God." End quote. If we will live lives of obedience to the Scripture, receiving Jesus Christ as our Master and Savior, then reading the Bible completely through over and over throughout our lifetime, we will learn both what God created us to do and how to do it. We can preserve the liberty of our children to hear and walk in the truth of the Scripture. We and they can know the rock of stability for our times. However, if we believe the lies of the nightly newscast, the deceptions of the textbooks in public schools, and the sitcoms of our day, our children will be destroyed. Sam Adams, the father of our American Revolution, identified the fortress of our personal and national security when he wrote, quote, "The Scriptures assure us that righteousness exalts a nation. Communities are dealt with in this world by the wise and just ruler of the universe. He rewards or punishes them according to their general character. The lessening of public virtue," he said, "is usually attended with the lessening of public happiness, and public liberty will not long survive the total extinction of morals." The Roman Empire, Adams quotes an historian, must have sunk though the Goths had not invaded it. Why? Because the Roman morality was sunk. Adams continues, "Could I be assured that America would remain morally good, I would venture to defy the most utmost of enemies to enslave her." If our forefathers knew the rock of stability, can we not know Him too? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours and pilgrim seminars, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. www.oldersitizensfearforwhattheirgrandchildren.com.